From Fort Benning, Georgia, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, and Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new. Something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Hiya, folks. This is Dean Martin. Tonight, our jumping-off point is Fort Benning, Georgia, home of the fighting infantry. While we're here, Jerry's being examined by the Army doctors. You see, he's been losing a lot of weight lately. In fact, yesterday, Jerry stepped on one of those penny scales, and darn if he didn't get 2 cents change. Well, anyway, before the bat comes here, let's observe the Yule season with a little jingle bell.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Comes my pleasure to bring to you.
I got bells that jingle, jingle, jingle as we go right.
Jerry, what are you doing here? Who let you off the leash?
Who let me off the leash? Listen here, Dean Martin, I know your game. You want these soldiers here to think like I'm an animal.
You want these soldiers here to think like I'm an animal.
You too?
So, Jerry, who let you off the leash?
But, Dean, the whole neck was chased.
Well, since you're here, what do we do?
What's the problem? We'll work together like always together, both.
Together both? We'll work always together both?
Yeah.
That's as bad as up the street, the soldiers. They're coming down.
Dean, you're speaking harsh to me again.
I don't want to be harsh with you, Jerry, but you force me.
I force you? I suppose I come out and say, Dean Martin, don't you dare be nice to Jerry Lewis. I want you to scream and yell and treat Jerry Lewis like a fool. Sure, it's all my idea. I force you to be nasty, mean, and violent. I force you.
Ho, ho, that's rich.
Jerry, sometimes I think you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, I may not be so smart, but I ain't very intelligent either.
Jerry, I think it's a shame to argue here. Don't you know where you are? This is Fort Benning, the home of the fighting infantry.
Look, Roderick. Don't tell me about the infantry. I know what's all about it.
Were you ever in the infantry?
Was I ever in the infantry? Call up Ike Eisenhower. Call up Doug MacArthur. Check with Johnny Church.
Well, now, come on. Let's break up this ball. It's about time we meet our first guest.
Oh, that's a good idea. Who's it gonna be?
Well, I thought as long as we're doing the show from Fort Benning tonight, we'd have a talk with one of the officers.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Martin. We just got a note that the young officer you were supposed to interview has been named Officer of the Day, and he won't be with us tonight.
Oh, boy, that's good. Hey, Dean, how about letting me be the young officer? I eat lots of eggs.
Well, what have eggs got to do with it?
What have eggs got to do with it? Well, I always heard there was some tie-up between officers and chickens.
Jerry, you can be the officer. Folks, it now becomes my pleasure to introduce one of our leading junior officers, a man who came up the hard way and now holds the noble rank of second lieutenant. A three-time winner of the Good Conduct Medal. And here he is, Lieutenant Lyman Teed Muldoon. Lieutenant Muldoon, it's a pleasure to shake your hand.
What's the hair say, buddy? This is a military reservation. Now, let me see you salute.
But I don't have to salute. I'm a civilian.
That's the trouble with you civilians. No military courtesy.
Tell me, Lieutenant, how long have you been in the service?
Yes? I've been in the Army since I was 3 years old.
Only 3 years old? I didn't know they took them so young.
I lied about my age.
Tell me, Lyman, as an old Army man, you must have some pretty definite opinions about the Army. What do you think of the Army?
Well, it's fine. I think every country should have an Army.
Well, why?
Well, it's good for the morale of the soldiers.
Well, one more question. What branch of the service are you in, Lieutenant?
I'm in the paratroopers.
You mean the paratroopers?
No, droopers. We had a hike this morning.
Oh. You guys sure get a lot of exercise. Tell me, how do you find calisthenics?
I don't find calisthenics, buddy. They find me.
The paratroopers sure sounds like a real exciting outfit. And by the way, I understand you made a record jump last week.
That's right, that's right. That's right.
That's right?
I set a new world record. I jumped from 600 feet.
Oh, now, Lieutenant, a jump from 600 feet can be a new world's record.
Without a parachute?
Well, you know, that sure sounds like a rugged life. Were you always in the paratroopers?
Not always. First, I tried to join the WAC.
But the WAC is a girl's outfit.
Look, buddy.
You join what you want to join, and I'll
join what I want to join.
Lieutenant Muldoon, I notice a lot of interesting decorations on your chest. Have you seen much action?
Have I seen much action? My kid, last night the crap game didn't break up until...
No. That's not the kind of action I mean. Just one more question before you go. How does it feel to be an officer? Do you enjoy eating in the officer's mess?
You mean the officer's dining room.
Oh, well, then what's the mess?
That's for the enlisted men.
Oh. As Lieutenant Lyman T. Muldoon Lewis gets back into his civvies again, let's give our attention to our wonderful announcer.
Thanks, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
Chiclet.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside, too.
Chiclet.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chiclet.
Count the difference. Count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chiclet.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With Chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclet.
We'll be right back.
Every so often, a song comes along that captures the hearts and the minds of the American public. In my memory, no song has captured our people so completely as the tune we all turn to each Yuletide, Irving Berlin's immortal White Christmas. Now, when it comes to girl singers, there's one little lady who keeps crowding right to the head of my list. In fact, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've played her wonderful recordings of Green Eyes and Tangerine. I guess you know that I'm about to introduce the lovely and talented Miss Helen O'Connell.
Thank you, Dean.
Well, hiya, Helen. It's certainly a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, you certainly make me feel welcome. I hope your partner feels the same way.
Who, the little monster? Why, he's just crazy about you, Helen.
Hey, Dean, you know what?
Hey, who's she?
Oh, Jer. This is Helen O'Connell, the famous singer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I remember you. Didn't you used to sing with Fifi Dorsey?
Don't you mean Jimmy Dorsey?
Gosh, I didn't know she had a brother.
Jerry, will you excuse us?
What for? Did you do something wrong?
Now, you don't seem to understand. Helen and I are going to do a little duet.
Oh, that sounds Ginger, Peachy, Cardinal, and Sterling. I'll just sit over here in the corner and sulk. Bye.
All right. You ready, Helen?
Ready, Dean.
How do you like eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love. In the end,
or the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down,
I never frown.
Eggs can be almost blue, just as long as I get my kiss.
I like
in the
mine with a kiss.
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried.
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss. How do you like your toast?
How do you
in
like
the morning?
Your toast?
I like
in the
mine
morning.
With a heart.
I like mine with a heart.
Dark or light.
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in the air. I'm a regular monster.
How do you like eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down?
I've never frowned.
Eggs can be almost blue, just as long as I get my kiss.
You make a perfect vocal partner, and if you want to know what I mean, just listen while Jerry joins me in sounding off for Chesterfield.
Three more shopping days, you know, till Christmas, so you'd better go.
See a cigarette deal, a Hill Supply, the Christmas gift that satisfies.
Chesterfield,
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 a Christmas card and a mile of Chesterfield.
That's right!
Folks, with only three more days till Christmas, remember, there's a guy right around the corner from you who can solve maybe 90% of your shopping problems. He's your neighborhood Chesterfield dealer. Drop in on him. And when you do, the first thing you'll notice will be his beautiful display of Chesterfield Christmas card cartons.
Yes, sir, folks. There's a gift to make a Merry Christmas for every smoker you know. The carton is your greeting card, and inside is your present. Milder Chesterfield. So this Christmas, when you send holiday greetings, send the season's best. Bright Christmas card cartons of Chesterfield. See your dealer tonight and sound off for Chesterfield.
Why, the Christmas card was something new.
Your Christmas gift, your greeting too.
A pleasure for every smoker's taste.
With mildness plus no aftertaste.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield. Christmas card, cards of mildness. Chesterfield.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all hear many complaints about babysitters. You can't find them when you need them, they charge too much. But there are two sides to every story. To prove our point, let's look in on babysitter Helen O'Connell. Helen has brought her boyfriend to keep her company, and sleeping quietly in the next room is a sweet, lovable, adorable little 8-year-old boy.
Ah, ain't it wonderful, baby? Just me and you, alone for 3 hours.
Shh. Don't forget there's a baby sleeping. We mustn't talk too loud.
Why was I born? Hi, Ma. I don't want to sleep no more. Hi, Ma.
Here, you're not my mother.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm your babysitter.
Yeah, then what you sitting with him for?
Don't get excited, Sonny. We've been just sitting here talking.
Well, you better wipe the conversation off your face, buddy.
Now you listen to me, Sonny.
And don't call me Sonny. My name's
Herbie.
Come on, Herbie. Let's be friends.
Okay, here, you can hold my pet lizard.
I don't want to hold your pet lizard.
Oh, it's all right. He's housebroken.
Come on, Eve. You know how to handle kids. Let me see you get him back to bed.
Okay, watch this. Come here, Havy. Come sit near Uncle Dean.
You're gonna hit me.
Now look, Junior, I don't want any of your lip.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't neck with you either.
I don't need you, Buster. I got my girl. Who cares? I hate girls anyway.
You'll change your mind. Someday when you grow up, you'll fall in love with a girl and get married.
Oh, I may get married, but not to a girl.
Everybody marries girls.
My mother didn't. Besides, I remember what happened to Herman. He ended up with a real dog.
Well, who's Herman?
My cocker spaniel.
Oh.
I made it up.
Boy, they don't come any dopier than this kid.
Listen, mister, I'm not as dumb as I look. My father told me all about the birds and the bees.
What did you get out of it?
The hive.
Ah, come on, baby. Let's ignore this egghead. How about a kiss?
She's my sitter. She's supposed to kiss me.
If I kiss you goodnight, will you go right to bed?
Yep. How much does my mother pay you?
65 cents an hour. How is that?
From now on, you're getting 75.
Helen, will you forget about this ugly brat?
Listen, Herbie, how would you like us to sing you to sleep? How about Mary Had a Little Lamb or Rockabye Baby?
Well, do you know,
Percy and Johnny were sweethearts, say, boy, I don't you could...
Hey, Herbie! Herbie!
There's only one thing to do.
Well, what's that?
Let's sing him a lullaby.
If it's sad, you'll make me cry. Ah!
What to do about it?
Let's put out the lights and he will sleep.
Hush-a-bye, dear. Don't you cry, dear. Close your eyes, my sleepy head.
I don't want to go to bed.
What to do about it?
Let's put out his lights and make him sleep.
I want my mother.
Let's go.
Thank you, folks. Now let's turn up the lights again as our announcer takes center stage.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, if you suffer from pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia, you should discover what many thousands have known for years, that Anacin brings incredibly fast, effective relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Probably at some time you have received an envelope containing Anacin tablets from your physician or dentist. Thousands of people have been introduced to Anacin this way. Try Anacin yourself the next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You'll be delighted at how quickly relief can come. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Your druggist has Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets. And economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100 for your medicine cabinet. Ask for Anacin today.
It wasn't until my senior year in high school that I first felt the tender sting of Cupid's arrow. I guess it happened kind of fast because a local football game was our first and only date. But somehow, the first love is always pretty easy to remember. Especially when you have songs like this. Remind you. Richard?
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy. But so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over. And yet, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream that had that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is care before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember. So hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, and so hard to
Jerry, you don't have to say you like my song. You don't have to say it.
Are you boys arguing again? Why don't you just kiss and make up?
All righty.
Won't you join us?
I'm sorry, boys, but I have to run along.
Helen, we sure enjoyed having you with us tonight.
Yeah, Helen. Well, you've been a swell guest.
Well, thank you, fellas. Good night.
Well, so long.
Good night, Helen.
Until next week. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our soon-to-be-released picture, Sailor Beware.
And Jerry and I want to thank the men here at Fort Benning for putting up with our nonsense.
Wait a minute, Dean. There's one more thing.
What's that?
This is going to be our last chance to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas.
That's right, Jerry.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Fort Benning, Georgia, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, and Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. By Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia.
Hear Duffy's Tavern with Archie on NBC.